It took a moment for the horns to realize that Jaina was looking at them, but when they did, there was no need to ask if they were ready. Corrin nodded curtly, and Mirax said, "Let's move. It's time to serve the chief some of that Minox stew you promised." Jaina smiled. "Let's see if we can make her choke on it." She turned to Saba. "With your permission?"
"Permission?"
Saba thumped her tail against the floor, then pointed toward the exit.
"We have no time to waste with jokes, Jedi Solo."
Jaina dipped her head in acknowledgement. "I'll let you know when I'm inside." As she left the Grazer Tower, Jaina was relieved to glimpse the always well-dressed Javis Tyr and his stocky cam operator on the balcony of the adjacent building. As expected, the sight of the horns and several Jedi Masters gathering near a secret GAS detention center had drawn enough attention to alert the media. She just hoped Tyr wasn't the only reporter who had been tipped. Jaina used a ped bridge to cross the humming chasm of the skylane, then followed a balcony walk to the center of the blockhouse. Entry was via a long escalator that ascended a gradually narrowing tunnel toward a pair of tungstoid blast doors. Over the doors hung a simple sign reading, "Galactic Alliance Storage." Underneath, a motto proclaimed, "Service, Security, Secrecy." Everything about the entryway said fortress. The two doors were so heavy they had to be mounted on mag-level guides instead of tracks. The tunnel walls were lined by tall rectangular panels that just had to be the sliding covers of firing ports. Even the treads of the escalator could be folded down to create a steep steel ramp that would be difficult to ascend under fire. Nonetheless, Jaina ascended without incident. At the top of the tunnel, the escalator changed to a moving pedwalk, and the blast doors slid open to reveal a small lobby. As the pedwalk carried her across the threshold, she used the force to tilt an alignment sensor askew so the blast door locks would fail to engage. To her left, she saw two separate seating areas, and to her right, a raised security counter. In the back of the lobby, a pair of turbolifts provided access to the rest of the building. The pedwalk deposited Jaina in front of the security counter, where a pair of Rodian guards stood with their hands concealed and their sensory saucers atop their heads turned outward in wariness. Even without using the force, Jaina would have known that each had one hand poised over a panic button and the other wrapped around the butt of a blaster pistol. Both were dressed in black paramilitary uniforms with an arcing yellow Galactic Alliance Storage embroidered over one pocket and a name patch sewn above the other. Jaina reached out in the force, letting the Masters know she had made it inside, then stepped over to the guard counter. She looked up at the two Rodians and said nothing. The pair glared down their tapering snouts, their curiosity keeping their attention on her instead of the misaligned doors. If they had noticed the problem with the locks, their faces did not show it. When Jaina did not speak first, the larger one finally said,
"I didn't know we had any Jedi clients."
He was so plump that his cheeks looked like they had pouches, and the name on his breast read Wheezy.
"Vault number and password?"
"I don't have either," Jaina said. "But you already know that."
Wheezy looked to his skinnier partner, whose name tag read Rosi.
"I didn't know that," he said. "Did you?"
Rosi nodded.
"Kind of thought so."
His voice was more typically Rodian than Wheezy's, buzzy and nasal.
"I haven't seen any Jedi in here."
Wheezy looked back to Jaina.
"We can't help you at this door. You'll have to go over to main reception and rent a vault from an account representative."
"I don't want a vault," Jaina said. "I came to see Valen and Gisela Horn."
"Horn?"
Rosi echoed, his snout wrinkled in an expression of confusion, but the sudden alarm she felt in the force suggested that both Rodians knew very well why Jaina was looking for the horns there.
"Aren't those two of the Jedi Knights who went Barvi?"
"Who suffered a delusional break,"
Jaina corrected. She kept her gaze fixed on Wheezy.
and I will see them now.
She paused to allow Wheezy's rank to rise to the top of his mind, where she could sense it through the Force.
Sergeant.
Wheezy's sensory saucer snapped forward.
We're all civilians here, Jedi.
The alarm in his Force aura changed to decisiveness, and Jaina saw his shoulder twitch as he finally pressed the alarm button.
Galactic Alliance storage handles property, not prison.
Jaina used the Force to shove both Rodians away from the counter, and any heavy weapons they might have hidden behind it.